Good morning, everyone. My name is Nakata from Yamaha. Thank you for your continuous support for our business. I really appreciate the fact that so many people participated in our briefing session today, even though it is in the middle of Golden Week holidays. Let me begin our analyst and investor briefing on the fiscal year ended March 2017. Here is our full-year performance overview. Even though our sales declined year-on-year, profits increased for the fifth consecutive year. The Forex impact exceeded more than -30 billion yen year-over-year, but the net sales have been increasing based on local currencies, which means an actual sales growth in real terms. Musical instrument sales decreased from the previous year due to the impact of exchange rates and transfer of music school operations, which still affected our performance for the remaining 3 months. As a result, the total sales declined year-on-year, but the actual sales continued to grow double-digit in China, and the rest of the markets remained strong as well. Sales in the audio equipment segment were also down due to the impact of exchange rates, but solid results in Japan, North America, and Europe boosted profits above the previous year to exceed 10 billion yen total operating income. In the other segment, the income rose sharply as electronic devices and golf products remained robust. Our full-year net income was higher than the previous year and surpassed the prior projections to reach a record-high bottom line. The deferred tax assets made a substantial contribution to achieve a higher net income than the previous year. The major reason for outperforming our previous projections was due to a reversal of structural reform expenses incurred in relation to the transfer of resort facilities, despite a one-time amortization of goodwill for our subsidiary Revelabs, and the net impact turned out to be mostly neutral. Let's take a look at the chart right here. As you can see the numbers displayed, our operating income was 44.3 billion yen. We have been very much focusing on operating profit margin all along, and our goal is to achieve 12% margin by the final year of our midterm plan. Our OP margin for the year just ended was 10.9%, up 1.6% year-on-year. We hope to improve the OP margin by 1% each year to reach 12% ultimately, and we are ahead of our plan so far. Our operating income was up 8.9% year-on-year, and the net income sharply increased by 43.2% due to the deferred tax assets I mentioned earlier. Let me touch upon the Forex. The exchange rate against the US dollar was 121 yen in the previous year versus 108 yen this year, and it was 134 yen to the euro versus 121 yen this year. So the yen appreciated by 13 yen to the dollar and to the euro respectively, but we still managed to achieve income growth regardless. Now I'd like to take you through our performance by segment. Even though the sales appear to have declined year-on-year, but the net sales in musical instruments actually increased by 2% in musical instruments and 4% in audio equipment in real terms. There was a Forex impact of 33.4 billion yen based on sales, and it was up 2.6 billion yen compared to the previous projections, as you can see in the bottom chart. As for operating income, we managed to achieve a higher OP despite the Forex impact of -11.1 billion yen year-on-year. The growth in musical instruments was rather mild, but audio equipment grew by approximately 2 billion yen, and there was a substantial margin improvement as well. These are the major reasons for the income growth. I have already covered the Forex impact earlier. In addition, the manufacturing cost increased mainly driven by the overseas labor cost increase. On the other hand, the actual SG&A cost decreased. There was an impact from optimization of selling prices in addition to the actual top-line growth due to boosted local sales. We made solid progress in terms of cost reduction under the midterm plan. Those were the reasons why we were able to achieve income growth in totality. Compared to the previous projections, a major variance was the SG&A cost, which turned out to be lower than our original estimate. Let me give you a further breakdown by segment. In the musical instruments during the fourth quarter, the Chinese market was a major driver, and the other markets excluding Japan performed strongly as well. In the third quarter, there was a minor underperformance in Europe, which caused some concerns temporarily, but the business was returned to normal eventually. Acoustic and digital pianos were robust, and the growth rate was 5% respectively in the fourth quarter. The Chinese market achieved double-digit growth of 12% on a full-year basis to drive the overall growth. North America and Europe remained strong. We have been focusing on guitars, which grew strongly by 7%. Our major products, such as acoustic and digital pianos, grew by 5% year-on-year as well. Here's a breakdown of musical instruments business by region. As I mentioned up front, the sales grew by 2%. Except for Japan, where we had a minor negative growth, the top line grew across the board, as you can see at the top part, which compares net sales year-on-year. We have maintained our momentum in China, as I already mentioned about the growth rate of 12% in China. The other markets grew by 3%, which still poses some challenges. Next is the audio equipment business. In the domestic market, installation of audio equipment and routers performed strongly in the fourth quarter. North American business was also robust, with a 9% growth year-on-year. On a full-year basis, Japanese and North American markets were the major drivers, with 10% and 14% growth, respectively. The top-line growth, in addition to the progress in cost reduction initiatives, led us to achieve more than 10 billion yen operating income and 9% OP margin. In other words, we have already achieved our numerical targets under the midterm plan to improve our margin by growing our top line. This is the audio equipment business breakdown by region. The total growth rate was 4%, with a very high growth achieved in Japan and North America this time. CIS is an installation business in North America which was slow to start initially compared to the other regions such as Europe. However, it eventually caught up and was able to grow. We also have installation business which grew in Japan with an increasing construction demand. Finally, let me touch upon our sales by major product category. We were able to grow strongly across all product categories. There were some concerns over the weakness associated with digital musical instruments, which had a negative growth year-on-year in the third quarter, but the situation recovered to normal in the fourth quarter. Especially, digital pianos grew by 5% year-on-year in the fourth quarter, which is in line with our expectations. PA equipment in total grew by 8%, which is close to our plan, even though our historical target is to achieve 10%. Commercial audio has been our primary focus within PA, and it grew nicely by 12%. In the others business segment, Operating income was turned positive, even though the sales were down year-on-year during fourth quarter. Returning to the black in this segment was quite significant, as we were originally expecting losses in the fourth quarter. New golf product sales have been boosted very strongly, with a major profitability improvement. Profitability of electronic devices was also improved partially due to a model mix change. On a full-year basis, golf products drove the overall businesses to achieve higher profits. Next is our performance forecast for fiscal year March 2018. As you can see here, there are some uncertainties associated with our business, but our current forex assumption is 110 yen to the US dollar and 120 yen to the euro, which are close to the current market rates. We assume higher sales and profits based on these currency assumptions. Our operating income is expected to be 48.5 billion yen. The previous high was 45.1 billion yen operating income in fiscal year 2004, as the semiconductor business was booming back then. But we are projecting to surpass this record this time. Out of 45 billion yen, 30 billion yen was from semiconductor business, and 15 billion yen was from musical instruments and audio equipment. This time, it is our understanding that we have completed our structural reform so that we are well positioned to generate income in our core business of musical instruments and audio equipment. Let me confirm some figures on this chart. We forecasted 48.5 billion yen operating income with 11.4% OP margin. As we plan to achieve 12% by the final year of our midterm plan, we believe that we are on the right track. As I mentioned earlier, we are expecting a record high operating income. However, net income is projected to decline due to the fact that deferred tax assets were accounted for in the previous term. But of course, the actual net income is expected to increase, excluding the DTA impact. The forex assumption is 110 yen to the US dollar and 120 yen to the euro. Against the US dollar, the yen is expected to depreciate slightly, even though it is assumed to appreciate by 1 yen against the euro year over year. Here's a further breakdown by segment. Operating income is expected to be 35 billion yen in musical instruments, 11.5 billion yen in audio equipment, and 2 billion yen in others, where the impact from Tsumagoi's structural reform has been factored in. We are expecting income growth across all the segments. The impact of exchange rates on our net sales is expected to be 3.7 billion yen, with yen depreciation against the US dollar being a contributing factor. The total impact on operating income is minus 500 million yen, with multiple factors such as appreciation against the euro by 1 yen, in addition to exchange rates associated with Indonesian rupiah and British pound, with some minor impact. Next is our operating income analysis. As I mentioned, impact of exchange rates is minus 500 million yen, followed by manufacturing labor cost increase. Increases in SG&A are largely due to top-line growth, where variable cost accounts for about a half of the increase. The other increases have to do with strategic spending on product development and marketing, which leads to minus 6.1 billion yen. Sales increases, in addition to optimization of selling prices and cost reduction, should result in 48.5 billion yen operating income. As a result, the net increase in operating income is expected to be 4.2 billion yen. Musical instruments business are projected to have higher sales and income. To break it down by region, the double-digit growth of 10% in China is expected to drive the overall growth. Net sales are expected to grow by 3% instead of 2% in the previous year, we are projecting a similar level of growth in Japan, Europe, and North America year over year, whereas a bit higher growth is expected in other regions with new product introduction, even though the growth in the past year was only 2%. Next is audio equipment. A robust growth is expected in PA equipment in particular, although the rate of growth is comparable to that of the previous year, which is 7%. Audio product sales are projected to grow by 4%, driven by solid performance of new products. Both top line and bottom line are expected to grow as a result. OP margin is already high at the level of 9%, but is assumed to be even higher, boosted by top line growth to reach 9.3%. Here's a regional breakdown. Audio equipment sales growth is higher by 1% year-on-year, which is again driven by other regions. Year-on-year growth was not so high, so we plan to restructure the organization to boost our sales, which should result in 1% growth compared to the prior year. Figures in China appear to be slightly low, but this is due to our subsidiary Revolab's OEM business, which is rather slow in China. The core audio business is expected to grow at the comparable pace as the previous year. Guitars have a potential of growing by 8%. PA equipment is expected to grow by 7%. CA or commercial audio should grow more than 10%. In another segment, the impact of lower sales resulting from resort facilities transfer is expected to be minus 2 billion yen, which should be offset by component and golf businesses, so that net sales would be flat, but the operating income should grow. Here's non-operating income and loss. This year, our dividend and sales discounts are not expected to change so much from the previous fiscal year. Extraordinary income and loss are likely to fluctuate. There was a gain on disposal of dormant assets offset by a restructuring cost from Tsumagoi and impairment associated with sales of fixed assets. In addition, there was a partial change from defined benefit to defined contribution pension plan, which incurred a one-time extraordinary loss. We conducted some due diligence and found out that Revolab's excess return was below our original expectation, which led to impairment. The figures are summarized as follows. Adjustments in corporate income tax incorporated, the deferred tax assets of 13.5 billion yen I have described earlier. Inventories at the end of fiscal year 2017 amounted to 93.1 billion yen. We were able to outperform the plan this quarter, but compared to the original overall plan, the inventory level still remained high. So our plan is to bring it down further to reach 89.8 billion yen by the end of fiscal year 2018. By introducing more detailed inventory management on a monthly basis. We hope to achieve the year-end target by implementing a solid production volume management throughout the year. Our CapEx spending is usually above 10 billion yen and has been around 13 billion yen. There's a greater increase from fiscal year 2017 to 2018, which is explained by advancing some investments as a part of our midterm plan. Investments are increased because of R&D spending and new factories in India and Indonesia with some advanced investments and more full-fledged investments to come. the depreciation cost has not changed so far, but it is expected to increase from fiscal year 2019 onward. We assume a minor increase in R&D expenses as we intend to increase the number of new products with an aim to contribute further to boost our sales. Balance sheet. Cash balance has been accumulating, as you can see here. Mark-to-market valuation of securities contributed to increased fixed assets. As we continue to make CapEx spending, the amount of fixed assets are likely to increase. Here are some key financial figures. These are in the final year of our midterm plan. Our previous record high OP margin was 9.3% in the prior year, and the one before that was 8.4%, which means it was the first time to renew our record in over a decade. Under the midterm plan, we have made some efforts to increase our OP margin, and we achieved 10.9% in FY2017, and we aim to achieve 11.4% in FY2018. So we are on the right track, or could be slightly above our goal of achieving 12%. We assume 5 yen appreciation to the US dollar and euro respectively, but we should be in line with our plan as we're expecting a nice growth of operating income next fiscal year. Shareholder returns. Our dividend payout has been growing for 4 consecutive years. Operating income is expected to grow in fiscal year 2018. So we plan to pay out 56 yen as dividend with a payout ratio of 26.9%. Our target threshold is 30%. On the other hand, we aim to secure a stable dividend payout and to allow a gradual increase of dividend. The reason for a slight decline in payout ratio here is due to 13.5 billion yen DTA in the previous year, as explained earlier. We hope to seek an approval at the annual shareholders meeting on the annual dividend of 52 yen, as we expect to increase the dividend gradually. Finally, I would like to touch upon the transition to a company with nominating committee briefly. As it was already announced previously, our objectives are in line with overall enhancement of management oversight functions of the board, as well as delegation of authorities to execution to accelerate its management speed. Matters delegated to execution should be all reported to the board to improve transparency and oversight to speed up their decision-making. Thank you very much.